of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, they were sighted in Paris and Berlin, Berlin, in this outfit by Burberry, and it became an instant hit. And I just set the fashion sense for kids, and because people watch them and say, "Wow, I cannot be the celebrities, but I can try to be and have my kids try to be like their kids." So they just went out, you know, by the droves and bought these clothes, and they literally set the clothing trend. And we can see that, you know, these children with famous parents, and then they're having quite a bit of influence. In fact, I read that one of the first photos of Shiloh was sold to People magazine for $4.1 million. Because people are just fascinated by them. They command such an influence, and these children don't even know it. Right? And I think one quick look at the birth of Jesus shows us that even though Jesus was the Son of God, he, unlike these children of these stars, you know, he didn't kind of descend into heaven, I mean, from heaven with in this decked out limousine. You know, he was born in a just manger in a feeding trough. You know, Jesus' crib, this feeding trough, didn't set any fashion trends, or it's not like maybe one of these babies where they have Egyptian cotton and with the electrical mobile hanging over. And, you know, and Jesus' white swaddling clothes didn't get the same attention as a Burberry outfit that Suri was wearing. I think I even have a picture. There it is. So if you want to go out and buy that for your child, you can. I think it's like $200 for that outfit or something like that. But, you know, Jesus didn't travel in style in private jets. And yet he is the true son of the most powerful king, the only true king in the universe. And that's what we're celebrating today. And when Simon, a man filled with the Spirit, first saw the infant baby Jesus promised by God, he just could not help himself but to cry out. He says in Luke chapter 2, verse 29, "The sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace." He's basically saying, "Hey, I can die now. I've seen the king. No, doesn't matter what else ever happened in my life. It doesn't really matter. It's nothing in comparison to the fact that I see this baby, this king." It says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation," verse 30, "which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." See, in fact, the birth of Jesus, baby Jesus, was so powerful and influential, in fact, that he determines how we count time today. His humble circumstances, the manger, the animals around it become the themes of the songs that we sing, the songs that we just heard right now. And Jesus is lowly, this lowly infant is a theme of countless, in fact, painting is as well. I actually found one that is very fascinating. I'm going to have to skip forward for a little bit because we're out of time. This is a very typical, you know, classic, I guess, one of the paintings. But I found this one, which is fascinating. It's a picture of Mary and baby Jesus, and this painting is actually found in a Catholic church in Beijing, so it's still there. And as you can see, that we were just fascinated by this awesome baby, even though he came in a very, very lowly state. You know, in fact, we as Americans celebrate the birth of Jesus with $154 billion of gifts this year. And many of us probably gained 10 pounds as well as we celebrate this Christmas. And yet Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11 tells us that who, being in very nature, this God, this Jesus, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. I mean, found in appearance as a human being, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledges that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. You know, I don't know, to be honest, I didn't know any of those babies earlier. I really had to literally look. That took me a lot of time just to figure out who is who. But But Jesus, you know, he is worth my celebrating, you know, this Christmas. He's worth my celebrating. So let us celebrate together this Christmas. That's it for the message.